1430 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon. 13 degrees outside. Clear skies as well. Expecting a high near 18 and that sun to stick around through the rest of your Monday. In the news, a Sheboygan teen is expected to make his initial appearance in Sheboygan County Court this afternoon in connection with the death of his father. We get more from Mike Kinzel.
The 17-year-old has been held in the county detention center since his arrest early Thursday morning and is expected to be charged with first-degree murder. Sheboygan police discovered the body of the 41-year-old man in his apartment on Meadowland Drive after the man's ex-wife became concerned after not hearing from him and called police. The victim was a supervisor at NEMAC Corporation. He's described by police as a respected member of the community who was a role model for his family and friends. The 17-year-old who lived with his father was arrested in the apartment early Thursday morning. Mike Kinzel, 1330, WHBL.
An Elkhart Lake man was hospitalized this morning as a result of a single vehicle accident along Highway 67 north of the village of Elkhart Lake. Lieutenant Mark Rupnick said they don't know exactly when the accident occurred, but Highway Department workers spotted the vehicle down a steep embankment in some trees around 4:30 this morning. Rupnick said when deputies arrived, they heard the voice and found 39-year-old Anthony Ward in the woods. He said he had been there for some time and was apparently suffering from hypothermia. Ward was taken by ambulance to Elkhart Lake, where he was picked up by Flight for Life and flown to Fredert in Milwaukee. The Sheboygan Fire Department battled a house fire on the city's south side early yesterday morning. Shift Commander Dean Klein said firefighters were dispatched to 1627 Washington Avenue around 2 a.m. Firefighters found flames shooting from the home, and it took them about 4 hours to bring the fire under control. Klein said off-duty firefighters were called in to assist and relieve crew members due to weather conditions. The Village of Kohler Fire Department aerial platform was also used at the scene. The family that was living at the residence was evacuated with no reported injuries. The Red Cross was called in to assist. A 48-year-old Campbell Sport woman suffered serious non-life-threatening injuries in a snowmobile accident in the town of Auburn last night. Fond du Lac County Sheriff's officials say she lost control on the maintained snowmobile trail, became airborne, and rolled her sled several times. A Flight for Life helicopter flew her to Fredert Hospital. Speed and alcohol are believed to be factors in the accident that was reported just before 8:30 p.m. A Sheboygan man described as a graffiti artist will spend 45 days in jail for numerous graffiti incidents in the area. Judge James Bulgert recently sentenced 22-year-old Lucas Bagmell for 2 counts of graffiti. The criminal complaint said Bagmell was responsible for graffiti painted in a home on Broadway Avenue and possibly other incidents on public and private property dating back to 2007, causing over $40,000 in damage. As part of his sentence, Bagmell will start serving his jail time February 13th and also pay $5,000 in restitution. A new wrinkle reported for the Obamacare website, even as the president defends health care reform and the woman overseeing it. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has more.
The Washington Post reports 22,000 Americans have filed appeals to get mistakes corrected on healthcare.gov, like how much they were charged or denial of coverage, and for now, those appeals can't be processed. The agency running the website says the glitch is being worked out.
I'm a taxpayer, and I'm paying Kathleen Sebelius' salary, and she screwed up, and you're not holding her accountable. Yeah.
Well, I promise you that we hold everybody up and down the line accountable.
President Obama, during a pre-Super Bowl interview with Fox News host Bill O'Reilly, says his focus midstream is to make sure the system works, and he's doing that.
Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mary Burke has joined her party's lawmakers in pushing for a graduated increase in Wisconsin's minimum wage. Burke said yesterday that she's been talking to business owners throughout the state who support a higher minimum. She also said states which raise their minimum wages above the federal minimum have seen, quote, absolutely no impact on unemployment rates. That's not what Governor Scott Walker says. The Republican Walker recently told Wisconsin grocers the Democrats' proposed minimum wage hike would be a, quote, job killer. He said employers would end up hiring fewer young employees or give smaller raises to their veterans. You will see an increase in your paycheck starting this spring, thanks to Governor Walker. On Sheboygan's Morning News this morning, State Senator Joe Lipom of Sheboygan said Walker has already made an executive order regarding changes to income tax withholdings.
So in April, individuals will see an additional about $50. The average income earner will have additional $50 on their check.
That is part of the governor's Blueprint for Prosperity plan that would also lower property and income taxes. Lipom said those will need legislative approval, and if passed, would be in effect with property tax bills coming this December. The state revenue department will fight back against those who try to steal your identity before you can get around to filing your income tax return. It's a growing cybercrime at both the state and federal levels. For the state returns, Revenue Secretary Rick Chandler says his agency will use a new identity verification system. Officials will send out letters to certain taxpayers asking them to take a short quiz about themselves before their refunds will be issued. Chandler says those who get the letters should not panic, and the actual people listed on the returns should have no trouble getting the questions right. And Lakeland College has selected the 16th president from within. Lakeland's Board of Trustees selected Daniel Eck Saturday, who has been the college's interim president since March of last year, following the resignation of Michael Grandillo. Eck has been at Lakeland since 2008, first as a special assistant to the president, then as senior vice president. In a statement, Eck is honored with the selection and is proud to be part of the Lakeland College family. As for your weather forecast, we'll see plenty of sunshine today, but only a high near 18 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low near 6. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, maybe a few snow showers, high near 22. We cool off Wednesday under mostly cloudy skies and a high near 14. Currently outside, 13 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. I'm Rusty Melberg, WHBL News Time, 1206.